Today's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager. For people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It is 8:08 on the morning show, 52 degrees right now. Well, we have Paws Humane Society Assistant Director J.C. Pikel in studio, and we have not one, not two, but three cats that we're watching over here in the KCHA studios. And pardon my interruption while I saved one from going down a cubby hole that he wouldn't have came out for at least a couple of hours. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Chris.
An awesome way to start the day. Oh, I love it. So who did you bring with today?
So I chose Chaos this morning. I don't know. I don't know. Now what is she? Oh, my God. They're so crazy.
How about I just hold on to you?
Yeah, I chose Chaos this morning. I thought, you know, it's a gloomy day. We have so many black cats at Paws. Why not bring three black cats to the studio to promote Halloween and have some fun? So this morning I brought Marvin, Marshall, and Ted with me. They are all black. Ted has some white on his back toes, more white than Marshall. So that's kind of how we tell them apart. And then Marvin is all black except for a little bit of white patch on his chest. So they, if you've been following our Facebook page, they are the How I Met Your Mother kittens. Karen, who came in July, was very pregnant and had her kittens a week later. So we decided to name them the How I Met Your Mother cast. And Barney and Robin have both been adopted. So these three are still waiting for their homes as well as Karen. So they were born on July 15th. So they're actually, gosh, what is that math? 3 months old today. So very exciting and very wild. We had a really awesome foster home step up and foster them for, gosh, I think she had them for at least 8 to 10 weeks, something like that.
Wow.
So yeah, so very thankful that she was able to foster, because we were so full at Paws. It's very stressful for a mother cat with kittens to be at a shelter. So you can tell that they've had lots of love and lots of playtime. They are so, so friendly and so outgoing and so cuddly.
They are cuddly. I've been holding this one for quite a while.
I know.
I think
that one's
almost drank.
Marshall, that you're holding. Yes. Marvin is the one that's playing in the background. I don't know if you can hear the playing.
Now we got two. Now we got two.
I know.
Here.
They're so, so cute.
Down there. I think he might want to play too, or cuddle. Either one works. So they are they're available for adoption then?
Yeah, yep, they are ready to be adopted. The other two have been adopted already. They still need to be neutered, but as long as you use our vet clinic, that cost is part of the adoption fee. And right now we're doing a Falling for Felines adoption promotion. So all of our adoption fees are for cats are $50. Oh, now he took the toy. And that includes all vaccinations, all surgeries, shots, any vet care that they had gotten, anything that they've gotten while they've been at Paws, that fee is included in that $50.
Okay.
And we're actually going to be doing, starting on October 25th. I don't want anybody to wait for this because these cats need homes now, but on October 25th, we are going to start a black cat promotion. I'm still trying to come up with a fun and exciting name for it, but since we have so many black cats at Paws, we're going to do a $31 adoption fee, and that will run through Halloween. So we thought that would be kind of fun to help promote our black cats, as well as some sort of black cat kind of evening at Paws. So there's... I know. Of course. Maybe I can get up. Oh, there he goes. Okay. I don't know if they've discovered that or not yet, but...
The plants, that is a good idea for you. At least you're not going down into the never-ending cubby hole.
We wouldn't be able to see them either. Like, they're so dark.
So let's talk about... Oh, these cats are funny to watch. Adoption hours this weekend.
So this weekend... It looks like we may not be open on Saturday. We don't have enough volunteers to cover for Saturday, but we are open on Sunday, 1 to 3. So come out and visit us. We can also do by appointment. So if the weekends don't work for you and you'd like to come and see any of our animals, definitely reach out either on our Facebook page, our cell phone, or email. We have a little questionnaire on our website. lots of different ways to get a hold of us.
Oh, where did you come from? I was trying to get one, and then I had one on the board pushing the control buttons for me. All right.
I know. Well, this is exciting. yeah.
It's almost like a little daycare in the studio.
Seriously. I know. They are going to be tired. But yeah, so we are doing a black cat promotion. We're looking at maybe October 29th. We haven't made an official flyer yet, but we should because that's 2 weeks away. Similar to what we did last year for our kitten shower, except it's going to be kind of more all about black cats. So it'll be October 29th from 4 to 7 at Paws. You can bring donations for any of the animals. We do have 9 tiny kittens in foster homes right now. So we are going to be using up a lot of that Fancy Feast wet food. So we are actually, we are getting low on it, which is hard to believe because we got so much donated a couple months ago. So that kind of thing would be good to have, cat litter. So if you're interested in stopping out Wednesday, October 29th from 4 to 7 is when we'll be doing that kind of black cat special and kind of be open different hours. So,
I think this
and it was so fun.
Really trying to get down to that cutting bowl.
I know. He like gets distracted by the plants and then he's distracted and then he tries to get down in the cubby hole. And the other one's found the chair and...
Oh, I wish we had these live cams going.
I know. Oh my gosh. So funny. I usually can get some pictures while I'm talking, but not today.
Oh, yeah. You might get one or two, but you ain't going to get three at the same time. So let's go ahead and talk about upcoming events and fundraisers. Is the meet and greets, if you will, at the brewery, are those still going on?
They're not going on anymore this year, just with the colder weather. We have to be set up outside too. So we don't have any of that going on right now, but we may do some some pop-up.
Take that.
I guess. So I'm not playing with that anymore. we may do some pop-up events maybe later in the year. We did just have a really awesome adoption event. Oh my God. There goes the plant. Over at Fleet Farm in Mason City on Saturday the 11th, one of our board members set that up, and it went really well. We got quite a few donations.
I like how the cat knocks it over and then looks around like, look what you made me do. You did this, not me.
Yeah, so we had a really fun time at Fleet Farm in Mason City. Really great working with them. We'd never been over there before, so... that was just a lot of fun, and we got some really good adoptions too. And then we have Santa Paws coming up, which is hard to believe that it's less than 2 months away now. So really looking forward to that. Shots by Ange does all of those pictures, and she does a great job, and it's just a lot of fun. So
could you imagine these three getting their picture taken?
Oh my gosh, no. Santa would love them. They would end up all over Otto's Oasis. I don't know if they would love that, but
right. I hope they get adopted and they do show up at the Santa Paws event. That'd be a pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So what are you looking at? I know you were talking about being low on some cat food. What other donations are you looking for?
Yeah, we're getting a little low on that Fancy Feast cat food, kitten food. Always in need. The water out of the plant now.
Now they're playing in the water. Cats aren't supposed to like water.
In need of cat litter. We are sitting pretty good on dog treats, but again, they go pretty fast. So if you have any fun dog treats you'd like to donate, we would take those. The cat toys, we're sitting pretty good on those too. But we do use those Caranda dog beds. We could always use some more of them. I believe that link is on our website as well, so you can look into that. That's kind of a nicer thing to give, kind of a bigger donation if you're interested in that. And then we use them for, we have, oh my gosh, there's water everywhere now. He's flinging water. We use those Karanda beds. Yeah, we're going to need probably a towel.
Right here.
He just like pulled that out from like a magician. Yeah, that's probably good. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. But yeah, the Karanda dog beds, they make like little cat beds too. We've been using, we got some grant donations last year, I believe, or 2 years ago from the Charles City Community Fund. So we were able to use some grant money towards those. But we could always use more. They work awesome. We'd never tried them before. So when we tried these, we really like them, and we could use some more of those too. So I hope people have been able to follow, because I don't even know where I'm at.
I have no idea. There's water, there's kittens, there's...
Oh my gosh.
Here's an easier option. You can find the wish list by going to the Paws Humane Society website, pawsatcharlescity.com. Well, thank you very much, JC, for bringing in the three bundles of joy here this morning.
Oh my gosh.
The kids, if you will.
Now it's quiet, so I don't know where.
Yeah, usually when it goes from chaos to quiet, they're... Oh, I just
there they are.
found them. They're behind me.
Oh my gosh.
They're available for adoption. Check them out online at pawsatcharlescity.com. Thank you very much, JC. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.